must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will
love. Hello. You're listening to show number 57 of the Lesbian Mafia. I'm your host, Sandy. I'm combating talking too slow by talking slower.
Hey! Hi, I just got a flyer in the mail from Nero Bloomberg. Right. Apparently, Michael Bloomberg had to extend his term limits because he wants to be mayor of New York forever. Forever. And the reason why they saw it fit to extend term limits is because apparently he was the only one who could fix the economy. And he also doesn't feel the need to ever answer any questions if you ask him about the morality and the ethics of him doing this. So he doesn't feel the need to answer your questions, and he will have like a little bit of a hissy fit if you ask him on camera. He'll kind of have a little bit of a tantrum. He may even stomp his feet. I'm not sure. I haven't seen that myself, but I've heard things. So apparently he's the only one that knows about the economy here in the bankrupt New York. We're going bankrupt. My question is, how is it that we need to extend his term limits when he was in office while this was all happening? Apparently, no, you don't know what you're doing, or you do know what you're doing, and that's why New York is bankrupt. He probably does know very well exactly what he's doing, and that is why New York is in the state that it's in. I don't know about you. I hope he chokes on a pretzel. Then again, I hope they all choke on a pretzel. And not for nothing. I don't care how you feel. I'm hot for Palin. How do you like that? Hot for Palin. I'm hot for Palin. How does that song go, Hot for Teacher? I'm hot for Palin. And I know that Alaska isn't doing as wonderful as California is, bankrupt California and New York. It's very hard to be as intelligent as the governator. I know. Mike Bloomberg, who switches from Republican to Democrat to Republican to Democrat, you know, because there's such fundamental differences in being a Democrat or a Republican that you can switch back and forth, you know, whenever you just change your mind. Oh, I woke up, I'm a Democrat today. And you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to be a Republican. So, you know, the fundamental differences between Democrats and Republicans are so, you know, there's such a wide gap that they both hate Palin. And they both switch back and forth from Democrat to Republican back and forth. You know, they wear one sock on one foot and another sock on another foot. But it's the same person. So you can wear a red sock on your left foot and a blue sock on your right foot. And put your right foot in and put your left foot out and do the hokey pokey. But you're still the same person. You're a Republican. I'm not going to start getting into that kind of stuff right now, but I did want to just give a quick recap. I won't be too long today. I just want to post something really quick. I've been having a very hard time, you know, getting all my ducks in a row here so that I can produce full shows with guests and everything. And it's a damn shame because I get requests for the most wonderful topics of people who want to be involved and want to involve this program in really wonderful things. And if I had the time, I really, you know, it's different when you can just go on the computer and type a few words and walk away. But to actually sit down and do this, it takes time. You know, this takes time. So, but other than that, I just wanted to give a quick commentary on Bruno. You know, honestly, the longer I'm gay, the less connected I feel to my community. I don't relate to what a good majority of the community and the organizations speak for. I didn't find Bruno to be offensive. I don't know. I mean, I'm open to hearing why people would find it offensive, but what I've read so far, I don't understand. And I don't understand. I just really wish that organizations would not speak on behalf of the whole, because I really think that it's much better to be in on the joke. And Bruno clearly has everyone in on the joke. I never sensed any maliciousness coming from the main character, Sacha Baron Cohen. I never sensed any malicious intent from the movie, and I try to find a reason in nooks and crannies somewhere as to why this character, who was very lovable, is damaging. And, you know, to be quite honest with you, there were moments during the movie that I got teary and very emotional. And I did think it was going to be a little funnier. That's my only complaint, is I thought it would be just a little funnier. There were moments that I was hysterical laughing. There's a moment, and I don't want to give anything away, but it's when he's simulating a sex act. So, and that really had me in hysterics. I was really like belly laughing. And, you know, I like doing this thing where, like, you know, you're the first one to laugh and then you cause the chain reaction throughout the theater. I love doing that. Anyway, so I don't know. I really wish I can understand why this movie has caused such a ruckus. Sometimes I just wonder, you know, maybe people just pick on others who are doing what they wish they could do. I think Bruno did more in a little over an hour with comedy than most of these gay organizations have done in decades with millions and millions. I don't know. I don't understand. I just really... Either, you know, maybe it's just not their style of comedy, so they find him maybe a little crass, or, you know, they find his humor to be a bit, you know, rough or whatever. And I can understand that, you know, everybody has a different sense of humor, but it's just, you know, this constant shaking your finger at people coming from groups. It's getting to be just a little ridiculous, and I don't think that it's useful for the community, quite honestly. We're not all humorless people that miss the point all the time. I don't know. It's not that important, but, you know, I really don't understand. That's really how I feel. I just don't understand. I don't fit in anywhere. I don't feel like I fit in anywhere. I really don't, because I don't understand. I don't understand my community. But, you know, if you want to see a movie, it's not too long, you know, go see it and let me know. What did you think? Did you think that it was horribly offensive and the cause of everything that's wrong in the world right now? You know, I'm thinking that people who saw it, you know, it's kind of like a mirror. And a lot of the times the messenger gets shot. It is a mirror of the times. At the end of the movie, you know, he clearly has all of these celebrities, because celebrity is the only currency that people understand right now. And he has all of these pretty big celebrities saying it's okay to be gay. And then Snoop Dogg saying he's gay, so what? Which I think is very powerful. And not because I think Snoop Dogg is so wonderful as an artist. But, you know, given the times right now and given all of the divisions within different communities, I thought that was very powerful. And not necessarily having people like Bono, who you would expect to not be homophobic, and Sting and people like that. You know, to have, for him to have included people that you may not really know what their position is on things because they're not so vocal about it. I thought that was really a wonderful thing. I wish that I could find something offensive about this movie. Never once was I offended. You know, if I really dig deep, I would say the part about the military, the main character and the military, again, I don't want to give away too much, but that part, I can see how that can easily be misunderstood by a two-dimensional mind. I can understand that, and I can see why people might have a problem with that, being that it is a very mainstream movie. I can see why some people may take issue with that and say, well, you know, maybe it could have been clearer, but as for myself, I don't know. I thought it was exploiting stereotypes, which is hilarious. It wasn't mean. It was just funny and goofy. And again, I am sure that you have your opinion. There is never a lack of opinion where lesbians are concerned. I've learned that. But yeah, so, you know, what can I tell you, you know? You know, maybe it's seeing it, having it mirrored back to the viewer. It's very illuminating. as to just how messed up things are. So I don't know if this is displaced anger at the movie or the character, as opposed to just kind of, you know, owning your feelings. You know, seeing this, it being a comedy, it's, you know, it's hard. What's really interesting about this film is how it's not simple. It's thought-provoking. And I think for a movie, what more could you ask for? And I do not think that it's Bruno's fault that people are rotten and mean and evil. I wish that we could be a more universal mind right now. I don't know this community very well at all. And I don't feel like I belong in it. I feel like I belong in it less and less, which is sad. I feel alienated by people. And I think that there's, there is a deliberate attempt to alienate people who do not think like a certain group. And it's a small group of people who are extremely vocal, that are making the most noise, and they're ostracizing other people for just, you know, simply expressing themselves. And things aren't always so black and white. And I don't know, maybe people just criticize it so they can align themselves with it and keep themselves relevant by criticizing it. I don't know. Sometimes I think that maybe these organizations, they criticize these very famous people just so that they can stay relevant. I don't know. I mean, I'm all for criticizing Hollywood. I think it's buffoonery. And I love the West Coast. When I say Hollywood, I mean big Hollywood. And I love WeHo, even West Hollywood. You know, I think most of us understand that, you know, they're making movies and representing America when most of America is not like Hollywood. So there is, I can understand looking in and being very unhappy with the way things are done. But I don't understand how you could miss the mark with Bruno. How can you miss the point entirely with Bruno? That I don't understand. So, you know, now I've depressed myself. Just want you to know, I hope I haven't depressed you. So let's think about something nice right now, something not depressing. Seahorses. Seahorses are not depressing. I have seen a seahorse because my mom's friend, when we were little, she used to have a saltwater tank, and there were little seahorses in there, and I used to love them. They really look like horses with, like, you know, a curly tail at the bottom. And it's amazing that they exist, because how can a fish look like a horse? How can that, you know? That's really the question. How can a fish look like a horse? Really? How can that be? I mean, how can it be that it was created that way so that it looks exactly like a horse? How can that happen? All right, so I'm going to wrap this up really quick, and I will hopefully talk to you very soon. And maybe I'll grab a guest or something and create a show. Okay, all right, I'll talk to you soon. Love you. Bye, 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 bye. Sometimes I grow so tired, but I know I've got one thing I got to do. Ramble on. Now the time, the time is now. Sing my song. I'm going round the world. I gotta find my girl on my way. I've been this way 10 years to the day. Ramble on. Try the queen of all my dreams. Got no time for spinning. The time has come to be gone. And though I healthily drank 1,000 times, it's time to ramble on. I'm gonna
how years ago in days of old when magic filled the air. Just in the darkest depths of morning, I met a girl so fair. But got her at the evil wall, crept up and slipped away.